Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
As youth unemployment surges past 62% in this country, South Africa is facing a grim social consequence. A growing rise in intergenerational sexual relationships, often transactional in nature. I want to talk now to Nadia Munsami from the National Shelter Movement to discuss this urgent and uncomfortable reality. Nadia, a very warm welcome, and your new data shows over 82% of young women in poorer communities are engaged in these relationships. What are the main drivers beyond poverty? What are you noticing?
So the drivers are economic hardship, gender inequality, and social media trends. These are actually driving the blessy relationships.
And how are these arrangements, in your opinion, then affecting the mental health and maybe even the agency of young women? Are there particular signs that you're seeing in shelters that you are involved in?
Yes, most definitely. So it actually shows, they show signs of their psychological behaviors, apart from the, you know, the physical behaviors. They show psychosocial failures, you know. So definitely. And this is because they are so affected by, you know, engaging in sexual relationships with older men. And the reason they do this is one of the findings is that in it's a common thread of early relationships with absence of unreliable caregivers or parents, which influences their ability to form and maintain emotional bonds in adulthood. And it's also a lack of financial dependability that causes them to depend on older men for finances and for security.
And Nadia, you suggest that this phenomenon is being in many ways normalized by social media. I would probably add to that celebrity culture and music. But it's difficult to escape from that right now, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely difficult, because, I mean, social media is on the rise, and yeah, and so is poverty as well. Unemployment is a huge contributing factor to that. So in most cases, these young girls don't have any option, and obviously they are being lured by the older men who offer them finances in return.
You've correctly drawn links between an insecure childhood attachment and these adult relationships, and obviously the role of absent or neglectful parenting structures plays a huge role in this. But again, given the social paradigm, that is something which is going to be very difficult to change.
Yes, most definitely, because there isn't much education around, you know, especially like with early childhood, where schools and NGOs and government, I think government is failing in this area, where there isn't much education around this. And I think it's got to start off from a young age, and that would be school, where you educate and knowing that especially the ones that's coming from poorer society, they need to be educated, because then they would know this is the right or the wrong path that I'm taking.
So in that respect, then, obviously not enough is being done by government, and particularly a department like social development or even education, I imagine. Is it too late for intervention, or has the ship already sailed, do you think?
I don't think it's too late for intervention, because, I mean, if you look at NPOs and NGOs and most definitely the National Shelter Movement of South Africa, we are actually doing the groundwork. And if we can do it, I'm sure that government or the private business sector can also partner in assisting. It's just that, like, if you look at the Rape Crisis Center, they often experience these underage young girls who engage in these transactional sex or living with pimps, and they are often reported to Department of Social Development, but they get no help at all. And these girls are young, and they, you know, they're already experiencing so much of financial difficulties at home, And eventually, even if the Rape Crisis Center or some of our NGOs help them, they still go back to that situation because there isn't any financial assistance at their home, which leads them right back to the same path.
So what type of intervention then would need to be fast-tracked by government to try and arrest this problem?
Well, there needs to be intensive psychotherapy interventions, you know, because these girls are they're already showing signs of distress, and they showing signs of depression, anxiety, even suicidal and psychosis as well, which obviously leads to substance abuse. So if not just government, but if schools and businesses and NGOs, if we can, you know, just counter this kind of education, you know, even starting from primary school level, because you even see, even at schools, the teachers are just, you know, they're so detached. And I guess it's also because of the behavior of these children. We know that, you know, this generation of kids are completely different to what we were when we were growing up. But it's obviously because of technology, and it's obviously because of the unemployment rate and the poverty. It all is in line with each other, and that's the behavior.
Thank you very much for joining me today. That is Nadia Monsami from the National Shelter Movement. I do appreciate your time.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.